Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, and welcome back from the break. We have just kicked off in the Leeds-Millwall game, and we've just been discussing what games we're going to use for our predictions next week, because
it's an international break.
Boom. It's a boo, international break, boo. Because nobody likes them, because they're fucking boring for a start. But there's no Arsenal, there's no Southampton, and there's no Leeds. So we've decided
we're
to
on 20
for,
days
you,
off.
You say that, but half the Welsh team is Leeds, so technically.
Well, yeah, I suppose you guys will be.
And for
you?
Tottenham fans, half is more than five or more, not four. Just letting you know.
I couldn't believe it when he started singing that, the absolute balance.
Yeah, I just thought I'd clarify that because they seem to think four's half their team.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising people with only three toes and four fingers can't count properly.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so we've decided,
I'm not sure how that's a foul, but
we've decided we're going to go for two Macclesfield games, because Mac are playing twice, and one of which we're going to. And we're going to go for the England-Brazil international friendly.
Yeah.
Boo.
You know what I've just noticed?
Boo. What?
It's still Christmas.
I'm sorry, what?
It's still Christmas.
How's it still Christmas?
Oh, Tim Rivers has still got his Christmas card up.
Fuck yeah. Shows how much I give a shit.
Tim Rivers has still got his Christmas cards up and on display.
Oh, that's sad.
I just noticed an
app. Mate, it just shows how much I pay attention. It's how little I'm here.
How much are you on that app? He's got one Christmas card and it says lots of love from Tinder. I don't know how often he uses that. But the app is sending him a Christmas card. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
There you go. Two Christmas cards. That was like the whole of it.
There we go. Christmas is over.
That's it, man.
He's now just got his Christmas cards down. In March.
Yep. Hey, some people put their fucking Christmas tree up in fucking September.
Mate, I know one guy that lives on his own, doesn't take it down because he can't be arsed.
Saves time.
And he goes, if I take it down and I put it away, it ain't coming back out.
Yeah, okay.
So I just leave it out.
Yeah.
He says, I've got the ability to ignore it. If people come around and they can't ignore it, it's on them, not me.
To be fair, I think there was one year where I think when I was single and that sort of stuff, I think I'd put my Christmas tree up. I think I got convinced to put it up in like Christmas Eve or something like that, and then it stayed up till like May or something like that.
Yeah. I had one year, right, where I just split up my ex and I wasn't seeing my son, so I just didn't put a Christmas tree up at all.
I've been there. I've done that.
It's the only time that
for a large part, I've had no kids when I've been single. So I've been not a very Christmassy person for family reasons. I didn't bother with Christmas at all. So, I mean, obviously now I've had a little and everything, it's a bit more important to me. And it sometimes goes up in December. However, if it was a case of not putting any decorations down, I think I'd just put the Halloween ones up and leave them up all year round. Because Halloween is by far the best of the holidays for me. Go on, some of
them. Have a shot on target. Ooh, free kick.
Yeah, it looked like a free kick. It didn't look like a
it wasn't,
nasty
no, no, it
one,
wasn't.
But
no, it's just a normal. It's a foul. It's just no card. It's no card.
It's just a shame he just missed the ball, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, because it'd be a good challenge if he just
missed the ball as well.
But that's it, isn't it? It's one of those. You go for it. It's like, there's no
If that was in the middle of a park and the ref didn't give a free kick, I don't think you'd be too bothered.
I don't think people would say like, too much
you'd probably accept it.
Yeah.
Because he was very close to the ball and it wasn't nasty or anything. Who's taking the free kick?
The ref was pointing in his head then. Come on, as if he's going, you can elbow me here and I'll let you get away with it. But anywhere else, he's going, no, if you're going to knee him, make sure it's in the chest. Yeah. You can elbow in the head and knee in the chest, but anything else, I'll have to call it. That was quite a soft free kick, given the fact that you can knee people in the chest and elbow them in the head.
Yeah.
Really soft.
I mean, WWE is okay.
Unless
but been soft football. I'm not.
Do you think the ref knows how much of a mare he's had at half time? Do you think he gets told?
No.
That'll do. That's a shot on target. We just need a booking now for Millwall.
Oh, yeah, you needed him to have another shot on target.
Yeah. Well, that was a weak shot on target.
He had a £1 bet, and it was like Leeds to have 7 corners, and you had 9 in the first half.
Yeah.
Somerville to have 2 shots on target. That was his second shot on target. And he got one for Millwall to have 30 booking points. And to be fair, they should have 60.
What's a booking point?
10 points.
You get 10 points for a yellow, 20 for a red.
Oh, okay.
So just basically,
they only need another booking, and that is almost guaranteed given how the first half went.
Maybe not.
And let's face it, it is Millwall as well. So there's a good chance they are going to get it.
The thing is, Millwall Leeds is always a feisty encounter.
That was pretty good defending.
Yeah, that was a good defender.
He was under a lot of pressure. Ball was up in the air and he just gently handed it back to his goalkeeper.
It's a throw into Millwall.
I think that's a Millwall throw.
Yeah, it's a throw.
You call it, I'd call for it at least, given it.
Wait, hang, what? Oh. Okay, seeing that from the angle and range that we saw it at.
I don't know how the Millwall manager has got a bollocks to complain about anything, given the fact that his player should have been sent off twice and he's still on the pitch.
Only twice.
I wouldn't mind. He should have been sent off twice, and that's only with yellows.
Three times. He got it first yellow, then he committed 3 additional fouls.
Yeah, but what I mean is he should have had
four. Is that my money? That's my money.
That's your money.
How much have you just won?
£8 off a pound.
Nice.
It's still £8.
Did you have it before?
No.
There you go. I mean, yeah.
That's more.
If you put £8 on that bet, you'd now have 64, so it wouldn't be too bad.
His first one outside the area wasn't a yellow. That one, definitely.
Yeah.
You're not going to go
away. I think he just wanted to get booked.
He doesn't like Somerville, does he?
He's probably got a bet on himself to get booked.
All right, Tony.
You watch me get booked against Leeds.
I bet you've like fucking mates with Ivan Tony, isn't he? I need you to get a yellow. Yeah, no worries, mate. He thought, fuck, I've just failed.
Does that class as a shot on target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a 3 now.
Your bet's in.
There we go.
Right, it's, what are we on? 53 minutes, 45 seconds. And again, started pretty much the same way the first half has. It's a bit, it's not really a lot in it. There's a lot of fouling from Millwall. Again, this is the only game I've watched of Millwall this season. And honestly, they're worse than Stoke. And Stoke were known for being a wood beating.
That's a good bit of play, though.
It's good football. I think that probably was
maybe
a free
not
kick
as feisty as.
I think that was probably a free kick.
I was thinking that when I saw the referee running over, I thought that's a free kick. He's given got okay.
Oh, he's got play by Millwall, and then Nonto's come up. And
no,
just basically elbowed him.
He's got his leggy head.
His shoulder barged him in the back, but it was a bit excessive. I think that probably should have been a free kick.
I'm actually with you. I think that's a free kick.
No surprise.
But with this referee, I'm not shocked at all that he's not called the right thing because he's been absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
And a lot of the calls he's got wrong. So,
mind you, his first two calls, the two fat free kicks, the two fouls on Somerville, he got right. So,
he's got a hell of a lot wrong, though, hasn't he?
Oh, God, yeah.
He's got a hell of a lot wrong. I'd worry about tackling now because like a decent tackle gets you booked.
And full on assault gets you nothing. So, like,
I'd just go for assault every time.
Either going to have to go and kick somebody in the face and get away with it, or try and tackle them and get booked.
I'd just drop kick them.
I mean, mate, you'd probably get away with it. I'll be honest with you, with this ref. He's useless. He's not aiming for the Premier League.
But again, this is, you know, this sort of borders on a lot of the points that we've commented on. The fact that, like, referees don't seem to be able to get a grip on things. They haven't got the bollocks to pull the cards out. They haven't got the... There's no sort of, like, confidence in them.
Well, this one doesn't seem to have a problem pulling the yellow out, but it's then when it matters afterwards, when somebody shouldn't be on the pitch, he doesn't seem to have the balls to then send them off and get them off the pitch. Seems to shy away from that particular call, and he has done several times with one player.
I got the argument.
It's not quite as dirty as it was in the first half, but it's still a little feisty, isn't it? It's still a bit of needle.
Yeah, it's a bit feisty, but it's not. There's no sort of like crippling, crunching, nasty.
Yeah, it's not as bad.
No,
it's not as bad, but there's definitely still something there.
Yeah, it's calm down a little bit. We still need that second goal. That's not even for the bet. I just, for our predictor, we need the second goal.
I think the game needs another goal from somewhere, because it's sort of settled down into a vat of nothingness at the moment.
Yeah, it has.
It looks like it's sort of training ground keep ball for Leeds at the minute. Because Millwall are struggling to get the ball, but Leeds aren't doing with it. It's like...
Well, you got to remember, this is how we play football. But if you listen to the Tractor Boy fans, we play unattractive long ball football with massive amounts of possession all season.
Yeah, long ball teams don't really have possession. It doesn't work like that.
No, but that apparently that's, according to the Tractor Boy forums, that's how we play football.
What are you doing on Tractor Boy forums?
They come, for some reason, they come up on my Facebook feed.
I was like, because you're always slagging them off. If you're always mentioning the name Ipswich,
well, just fat, you know,
your
fan,
your phone's always listening. We know this.
Yeah, it's because they overachieve. And if you're happy to go at them, they crumble. Or is that just us? Well, a lot of teams give them too much respect. Look at Blues the other week, 1-1, fair result, and then with like 10 minutes to go, they decided to try and hold on to it. Gave them too much respect, and they scored. They're very good at scoring a lot of goals right at the end. Yeah. But if you give Ipswich respect, they will punish you for it. But if you treat them for what they are, which is a League One team, 4-0 smashing, drumming, like I say, their striker.
Somerville could get another shot on target now, because I did on Friday. I got a corner on target.
And their captain said, oh, Leicester are the best team we've played. Technically true, because when we fucking stuffed them 4-0, he didn't see the ball. They didn't play us. They just stood there and got bombed. Can't class that as
stood
playing again.
Stood there and got bombed. A wonderful turn of phrase you have, Timmy.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
It was a decent cross, but
yeah, good defending.
Didn't really go past the first defender, although, like Tim said, it was good defending.
I don't know what you're arguing about.
He literally just put his elbow straight into his face.
Oh, here we go again, another yellow. Right, that's just to concrete your bet in.
Yeah,
there's another yellow.
He just stepped across him and put his elbow out.
I said to him, like, at half time,
did he just say "fuck you, ref"?
He could have put 90.
Did he just say "fuck you, ref"?
Is that his second booking there?
No, that's his first.
I'm sure he'd already lifted the
elbow. There you go. Steps across him, puts his elbow in his face. And I swear to God, he just said, fuck you, ref.
He shouldn't be on the pitch if he did.
His surname's got Honey, man.
No bollocks.
I mean, that's just unfortunate, isn't it? To have Honey, man, as a surname. Cross comes in, Rodon heads it, but it was wild left target. Although they've got a corner lead off, so I'm assuming he headed it at somebody. He needs to sort his hair out, doesn't he?
Mate,
he can
have
the
world's scruffiest hair, the way he plays. He could look like Ian Dowie, I don't care. As long as he plays good football.
I like the fact that Ian Dowd is your epitome of ugly footballers. Keep playing.
No, no. Defending away. Good.
I thought it was your guys.
No, it's Cooper. Good bit of defending, to be fair. Oh. For a player who shouldn't be on the pitch.
Twice.
Three times.
He's had four yellows. We should have had four yellows.
That was straight red.
Could easily have had a straight red.
Hmm. The one in the penalty area, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have given a double jeopardy, though, would they? They wouldn't have given a pen and the red.
No, you can.
You can. It's only the goalkeeper they don't do it to.
No, if you do it to the defender, you've got to make a play. If you make a play for the ball,
yeah,
it's a yellow card. If you don't make a play for the ball, so it was like, there was an Arsenal player, wasn't he? He got sent off because the player was running through, and as he's running with him, as his back foot went back, his front foot went forward and just clipped him, and he went down. But because he wasn't making a play for the ball and it was an accidental clip, it was a red card.
Fucking hell. They're actually swapping half their team.
Which is why...
Well, they're probably taking off all the bookings, aren't they? So it would be off their
team. It just seems like you can go in, you could absolutely clatter somebody, but as long as you're swinging at the ball, you won't get a red card.
You can break him.
Accidentally just don't trip somebody, like pure accident, red card.
Yeah.
That is only if they're given a penalty as well. It's like a double jeopardy law they've got going.
Yeah.
Norton, who's just come on?
You'd be taking Cooper off, wouldn't you?
Nah, he's their captain. He is their main man, to be fair, especially at the back. I know we were looking at him at one point. He is.
Well, now he's assaulted half your squad, near enough. You're probably not going to want him now.
Oh, what a ball.
That was good play by Lee, so I was to get out of that then.
Yeah, that Kamara's a beast. He's an absolute beast.
And that was wasted by Millwall, just poofed up to Melier.
So the big question is, are we writing our scores down?
Yes, the predictor.
Yeah, let's go for it then. So we're going on the predictions game. Now we're having a break in entertainment from the football. It's gone a bit sour. Right, Stafford v Mac at Stafford. We're going to be there. Mac without Rooney.
I'm hoping it's going to be 3-0 Mac.
3-0
He had to get a 3-0 in somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, that's obviously taking his Leeds game for the week. I mean, Stafford are pretty dire, aren't they?
I was going to say, how bad are Stafford at the moment? Because I don't really know.
I'm going to join you.
Despite the fact that they are literally the local
3-0.
Team.
I think the only reason they're not bottom is because a side's been took out of the league, basically. They folded it. So,
yeah.
So that's why they're bottom.
Their 17 Norton Cup is actually an Arsenal player.
Is it?
It must be their own loan.
Hang on, the team has folded.
I've gone for 3-0.
Yeah,
they've imploded. Yeah. And
so again, this is something you don't really.
And all the results out. If you've beaten them this season, you lost your points. So it actually changed the league standings.
The teams that Marsh beat.
It helped them teams, and obviously
I think Stafford as well, like being second from bottom, I think Stafford beat them.
No, they hadn't played them, so actually it did Stafford a favour. They just didn't take advantage of it.
No, that doesn't surprise me. I'm going to go 3-0 Mac as well, actually. Stafford, useless at the moment. And obviously I'd like to be there and Mac have a good result.
They haven't got Rooney.
No, but they have got Tom.
Yeah, but...
Let me just put into context that Tom Clare is like 6'5" and has scored a lot of corners and free kicks.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, though, it's all good being 6'5" if the delivery is shit.
Oh, we've got some decent winners to be fair.
Okay. I'm going to go 2-0 because I can't have the same as you two.
Well, then if it is 3-0 now, it's
going to be tough for me. Yeah, but that doesn't matter, does it? Because...
I'll have the others in afterwards.
I can't catch.
I assume we haven't had them through yet.
Oh no, we have. Jason has gone 1-1 Stafford Mac.
Okay.
He's gone next game 2-1.
Finish. Oh, what a save. What a save.
Oh my word. Sorry, it posted it's off target. Didn't go in.
Yeah, Jay's gone for a 1-1. Lee's very, very, very.
You're not doing very well at describing this to the people listening.
Sorry, yeah. There was like a pause in play after it had all happened, so I was sort of like trying to figure out what was going on. So, Jorginho's broke into the box and hit a really tight angle. The keeper's made an absolute blinding save, to which he's then had another go at the cherry, and the keeper made another great save at the near post and actually put it onto the post. So, yeah, two very, very good saves back to back.
Right, so we've got a couple of results then. So, Jay's gone for 1-1 Max Stafford. So the second Mac game we're going for is going to be Mac at home to Morpeth. Max has gone for 2-0 to Mac and Jay has gone for 2-1 to Mac. I am also going to go 2-1 to Mac.
Burpo dragged it in. Great save.
That was a really good save.
Wait for the second.
Follows it in.
So, bang.
He's had another shot where the
keeper nearly put it in. I wouldn't say that was a good save. I think that was lucky.
I don't think that was going anywhere near him. That was a cross on it from him, the second one. And it's caught the keeper's knees as he's come diving back towards his goal.
Yeah.
Come back towards his goal, but hit the post and come out. So he got lucky with the second one.
I think it looked a bit better from the other
angle. It looked better at first, but on second revert, it was a lucky.
But the first save was really good.
Yeah.
Right, Mac at home to Morpeth. I've gone 2-1 Mac. Jim Jam. That was a good corner by Millwall, that was. Swung it over to the back.
I'm going to go 2-2.
2-2. Mac Morpeth 2-2.
2-0 again.
2-0 again. And the last game we are going to go for is England v Brazil, which I know Jason's gone for a 2-1 England win. It's the only other result I know at the moment. England, Brazil, tin ribs.
So obviously, Brazil that is now is not the Brazil we've been seeing for the last 20 odd years.
Well, yeah.
So whereas normally I'd be like, Brazil are clear favourites, we've just got to admit, Brazil are not the giants, the best in the world that they used to be.
Yeah.
In theory, we should be quite odds-on favourite, but we have Gareth Southgate picking the team. So I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw.
1-1. Jim Jam.
I'm going to go 3-1 England.
3-1 England. I don't think England are going to win that game because, well, Southgate, basically. So I'm going to go 2-1 to Brazil. And Martinelli brace.
Just to let you know, Liverpool are currently beating
them
like 2-1.
Okay, so yeah, FA Cup, I'm not bothered. I'd rather they didn't win more cups, but I don't really want that. I wouldn't either, so. It's not the best. So right, we've got our predictions for next week. Probably back in my gym next week, I imagine.
Probably.
Someone's on the floor. I'm not moving.
Yeah,
I don't know who
it is.
Stood
there for a second.
Oh, I bet that hurt, actually.
Yeah. He's
gone in. McNamara's come across, and they've literally...
They gave the free kick to Millwall, by the way.
I mean,
it's just not a foul.
Way. It's not a foul, but it's probably gone down as obstruction more than anything.
There he is.
Which, to be fair, I probably agree with it. Good. UK Ling is
There he is, as Luke Ayling is in the crowd. Which I assume that's his girlfriend.
His wife. It's his wife, yeah.
His wife.
And she looks so thrilled to be sat in the crowd.
Oh, look at her. She'd probably rather be at a Botox appointment. She looks very, very fake.
But yeah. He's going to have a dead leg, so we'll probably take him off with Dan James.
He's had his shots on target, I might agree with that.
You know, one thing that always makes me laugh about, like, when teams come to play Leeds, and they always bang on about how the team they've got, the multi-million pounds, the hundreds of millions that team's worth. And when you actually price it up, it's like less than 90. And most of it's in, and a large portion of that value is in...
That's not right. That's what I was just looking
at. Let's see whether or not...
And it'll get to that where we need it.
But yeah, I think the whole team comes to like less than 90 million, and Rutter is 27 of it.
That's crazy, really, isn't it?
It won't reach where we need it, though.
Just put it on behind you somewhere. So long as you're at least half audible.
Really? You won't be audible?
No, not at all. But, I mean, at least it's only fair, though, isn't it, to have him audible?
I don't even know if it's on.
Is it green?
No. Not exactly how we green when I hold the button either.
All about. I don't know, don't we?
It'd be broken.
We think one of the mics has failed. Ours is still green, so we're good. Yeah.
The ones that matter.
The ones that are on
film
are at least audible. You can hear us. What are we on now? 72 minutes, 30 seconds. Millwall are now coming back. They've just showed a graphic at the bottom saying the last five shots that have been taken. Four of which are Millwall's and only one is Leeds, so Millwall is clearly coming back into it a little bit more now, although they have just legged up Jorginho, who didn't look very happy. Oh, Tanganga, there you go, he learned it all from Tottenham. That'll be where he found him.
I was talking about games, so Tottenham, who were trying to break Arsenal's record of consecutive game scoring, which came to an abrupt end at 39.
You wouldn't be like 19 short or something stupid. They were miles off it, weren't they?
Yeah, Arsenal's was 55, so they were quite a way off. But they lost 3-0 to Fulham.
Always in the shadows.
Mental.
Yeah.
Tottenham fans
always in the shadows.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But there you go. So that was one.
I mean, if you look
surprise at, result, really.
If you look at trophies won, it's not even close between Arsenal and Tottenham.
I love the fact that Tottenham say they're going to have a big impact on who wins the Premier League. Oh, they're not really, because
defeats is not going to make much difference, is it?
It makes a big difference to Tottenham because they want top four, and three defeats to Arsenal, Man City, and Liverpool will probably not see them in the top four.
If Tottenham get a result against any of them three, then they will have had the say in the title running. I just can't see where Tottenham's points come. They've just been beaten 3, which should have been 4 or 5, by Fulham.
Yeah.
And they think they're in with a shout of beating City, Liverpool and Arsenal. They're just living through the cuckoo land. Oh, there he is, the beast. The beast.
Too much.
And he's just left it over the bar. Oh, that's a shame.
Just actually watching that. The ref blew for a free kick, but Millwall just continued to pass it around and he went, play on.
Surely once he's blown, that's it.
You're supposed to stop. And he just let them play on. And they can't say that the first pass was the free kick because the ball was still moving.
Mm.
That Obafemi looks like a real player. Looks yeah, really too. Good.
Opportunity for
Southampton.
There you go. Although
the problem is, at the time, it was like he was competing with like Danny Ings.
Oh, so it wasn't the season you gone down. Like,
no, he left before. He'd been at Swansea for a couple years.
Oh, okay.
So we let him go. He scored a couple in the Premiership for us. He was
well over it.
He was okay, but he was just okay.
To be fair, in this game, he's looked very good, but there's been no end product.
Yeah, that's what I said. He looks really good. And I did say, what's his end product like? Because we've obviously not seen anything that would represent a good end product.
I would happen to agree with him. It's sort of died down. There's not as much aggression in it now.
Right now, my 3-0's not looking very likely.
Mate, I got it as 3-1. I've got absolutely no chance.
No, no. We do score quite a lot.
There's two of you that have got 2-0s. I mean, that could potentially happen.
Anybody got 1-0?
No.
So, this staying like this would be okay for the prediction game. Don't know if he was offside.
He wasn't offside.
He wasn't.
No.
Was good defending, really.
I actually thought Tanganga was really good when he first started at Tottenham. Yeah. But then, as Tottenham do, they tend to beat any goodness out of players.
That's a great block.
It is a great challenge, isn't it? I mean, he has it, he's deep in the process, but it was a great challenge. I'm sorry. It's come from top class. He hasn't. It's come from Tottenham. That's not top class. I was saying earlier, wasn't I, about Tottenham going on about being a bigger club than Arsenal. Do you realise Arsenal won more trophies in the 30s than Tottenham won in the history?
Really?
We won the league 5 times in the 30s.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Tottenham had won more in the
30s. Arsenal have won more in the 30s than Tottenham's won in their history. But before we hit the Second World War, we've got more than Tottenham have ever had. If you don't include stuff like the Audi Cup and friendly trophies.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you just include, you know, League, FA, League Cup, Community Shield, yeah, we've got more in the 30s than they've ever had. And they're apparently a big club than we are. Absolute morons.
I think they're the only club in the big six that have won fuck all in 20 years.
Yeah. Are you happy with your Champions League draw, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could have given me the choice, that's got to be 2-0.
Yes!
Seriously, though, if he did not score that, would have been...
I'm not sure what took him so long, then.
Yeah, I think it's spot. I think you just didn't want to lash at it.
But to be fair, took his time, waited for a couple of defenders to fly in, took a bit more time, waited for the keeper to make a move, took a bit more time, and then eventually put it through a defender's legs, which I thought was a bit much. But it's gone in. It's now 2-0. Tim will be very happy if it remains this way.
Because Leeds are now top of the league.
As will, I think, Daryl be very happy. I think Daryl was the one that went. I mean,
it took less time on the replay.
Yeah, I think it's because. when you're anticipating something and want somebody to
happen, it's like one touch and then he hits it.
I think because you're used to football being so fast paced, when anybody stops at all, you're like, it's just stopped for ages.
Oh, puts the keeper on his arse.
I like, he did kick it through three defenders, though, he failed to stop it.
10 minutes for Leeds to get another one.
And Millwall to get one. I need 2 goals. And Millwall don't even look like scoring, although they have had 4 of the last 5
shots. Yeah, they've had some good chances. Took his time, worked out
absolutely perfectly. Last thing we need is Tim Ribbs getting 3 points, because me and him at the minute, even though it came that predictions game, and let's not forget, the loser's got to do some form of forfeit, which I'm still up for Tim Ribbs playing a game of golf in a girl's outfit. I'll be honest.
nice little mini skirt and crop top.
I'll even wear a thong for you.
Not interested in what goes underneath. I'm not going to be looking at that, I can assure you. But it's a well-deserved 2-0 lead for Leeds, and probably should be more.
Yeah.
To be fair to him, it definitely should be more, really. They've got unlucky in a lot of ways, one of which being, you know, a couple of yellows that should have gone Millwall's way and a penalty that should have gone Leeds' way, which they haven't had. But still, they've not really complained. They've just sort of got on with it and carried on about their business and playing pretty well, to be fair. You're doing all right.
Yeah.
And they're doing what champions do when stuff goes against you. You're still winning, you're still not conceding, and playing well, just getting your head down and getting on with it. Fair play to them.
So, as we'll go back to the champions, I personally think that it probably the semi-final is probably going to be Arsenal versus Real Madrid.
I mean, Real Madrid is a big shout.
I just think this time, because there's been such a big deal about them saying Real Madrid have not beaten Man City, isn't it? They're like, it's one of the only places they've not won or something like that. And I'm like...
Whatever, or just since they've become Saudi City?
Not sure. There's something about it.
I think it's just since they've become Saudi City, isn't it? Real Madrid haven't beat Saudi City.
Have they even played them beforehand?
I think they have.
Yeah, they played them last 60s, year.
In the 60s, City were pretty big.
But I even went on the point where I said that the aggregate score would be plus 3.
Wow, you in Real Madrid's favour. Them, man.
Yeah. I just don't see Man City as strong this year. I think the player they lost last year was a bigger player than anybody realised.
Oh, what a save. Cross coming, decent header. Very, very good save by Melier, then.
And
I mean,
that it was offside anyway, but. It's Gundogan. Yeah.
Gundogan was a fantastic footballer.
But I think he was.
He is a fantastic
I think he went under the shadows of, like, obviously, De Bruyne and.
Silva.
Silva. And I think he maybe makes Man City tick.
So, Man City and Real Madrid have played each other 10 times.
Yeah.
Real Madrid have won 4, City have won 3 with 3 draws. With a reminder to one
or two.
Their
first. Have Madrid ever won at City?
Their first time ever playing each other was in the 2012-2013 season.
Wow.
Oh, so they've only played each other since it's been Saudi City.
So they've only, yeah, so they've only played Saudi City. Mm. So that's what I was saying. I couldn't think of, like, Man City were massive in the 60s. They were a pretty big side in the 60s. But other than that, they've never been...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's why I was thinking, it's got to be only Saudi City.
But man... I just see Real Madrid really wanting to beat them.
You can want it all you like. You still got to get the... got to be able to do it. And the Real Madrid of these days aren't the Real Madrid of past 20...
They're not Galacticos anymore. No, they're
not Brazil. They've got that reputation. The reputation only carries you so far.
Man United have still got a worldwide reputation. It doesn't mean they're any good at football anymore.
Exactly. And that's
because let's face it, United, if anything, are actually quite poor at the moment.
Yeah, they are. Race promotion Friday 29th, Watford. That'd be a good game.
Leicester Norwich on April Fool's Day.
That'd be a good game, that,
Rob. Ipswich Southampton on April Fool's Day. Leeds Hull on April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day is going to be a hell of a day.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, we have to play Friday, Monday in the championship. At Easter.
Imagine playing Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. What was it? No, sorry. Saturday, Wednesday, Tuesday and Friday we played the other week.
Who'd have thought, like, these top-rate athletes would have to do three times a week?
Yeah, but if that was Premier League team, they'd be like, oh,
oh, fixture congestion.
If it was Klopp, they'd be crying about fixture congestion.
They got twice the number of players.
Yeah. Twice the number of players, eight times the budget.
It's a pretty good play by Obafemi to keep the ball. Meslier just doesn't look bothered by anything, does he?
Mate,
when a ball goes near him, he's just not arsed. He just plucks it from wherever it is.
This season, he's quite happy. Been phenomenal.
The ball comes in again. He doesn't even flinch. Just stands there, catches it, and.
Well, to be fair, all he had to do was stand there and catch it. You'd be very surprised.
Like, it doesn't look like he's bothered at all. He just.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, when they zip out at that pace, they can be quite hard to hold on to.
Should be like turn that on for it. It should last at least 10 minutes now. No, if it's not plugged in.
Oh.
It should have enough to last a little bit now.
I'm back on.
See if it'll let you plug it in whilst it's on ring.
Oh, now you're asking. You just can't have them plugged in whilst using them. So you need to make sure they're charged. Oh, that's a great ball.
In my defence, right, we did use the microphones yesterday.
Actually, yeah,
for the Everton shirt giveaway. We've actually given the shirt to the winner now. A guy called Alex, who is an Everton fan, who's given it to his son, who's also an Everton fan. So we were really pleased that it had come to us that actually supported Everton. All the clips are up. You can follow Sunday League Pundit Show on YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram. The video is up on all of them.
What? Might have been offside.
It was offside. If you go on how the Premier League VAR, that would have been offside.
Oh?
Leeds' second goal was offside and he's let it get away with it.
There we go.
Leg is fractionally over past the last player.
I suppose it's justice for the non-penalties.
Who'd have thought this group of officials would have got a wrong decision?
To be fair, to go on that.
I think Leeds were owed one.
But it also Leeds saying still that owed a few. The only way you would have got that offside is with VAR.
Yeah.
The linesman's the other side of the pitch. The referee's not in line. And it's literally like a fucking half a mil of his shin that's offside.
I just can't bring myself to defend these officials because they've been absolutely horrific.
They have.
Including the linesman that give Millwall a throw when it was clearly shinned out by the Millwall player in the first half. So I can't even defend the liners.
No, but what I mean is...
No, I get what you're saying.
No, it's, defense.
It's not one that you're going to catch with the naked eye
at
all.
Not at all.
But I still can't bring myself to defend these officials because they've just been shocking. Absolutely shocking. And we're now in the 80... Well, we're basically in 89 minutes now. A few seconds away. Bamford was just struggling with the Millwall defence, but just about got muscled out of it. There's been some really good football today by both teams as well. Millwall have played
to be fair, since...
Oh, my God, who is that? Why does he look that way? What is
wrong with Roberts. Him? Conor Roberts.
Is that his name?
The one with the moustache.
Yeah. What is that moustache all about?
Don't know.
Oh, he just needs a hat and a coat. You call him Dick Tracy. It doesn't look right, does it, at all?
Don't care.
He looks like he's just been plucked from the 1970s.
Interesting. So, it looks like we're going to be pushing Archie Gray into the mid. Bamford's coming off for J- Joseph. I'm assuming Rutter will come off for Pirro. Yeah.
Well, we're now after 90 minutes and they're making three subs. There's 5 minutes added on.
Yeah.
Just come up, 5 minutes added on. So we've got 5 minutes left. At least a minute of which is going to be wasted by this substitution.
Yeah, Archie's gone into midfield.
They've now just changed it to 6 minutes, so that makes more sense. Because they have wasted a minute on them substitution.
Oh, yeah. Well, if one of them scores a goal, I'll be happy.
I'll be happy if we get
Joseph is the one you're watching for that, because his race against Chelsea were really well taken for a young lad who's just been called up for the Spanish under-21s. He had the choice of England or Spain, and he chose Spain. Bit of a bummer, but to be fair, I understand his choice.
I'd agree with that for man of the match.
Rutter.
Yeah.
Oh, and they've hit the post again.
Off target.
Off target. If it hit the post and goes in, he'd say it was on target, so he doesn't know one way.
Well played, Gruev. That's a yellow. It is a yellow.
Oh, it's definitely yellow.
Mm. He knew it. He ain't even bothered, he knew.
It was a needed yellow, though, to be fair. Hasn't he just come on?
No, Gruev. No, he's been on the pitch the whole game.
I thought he'd just come on for a minute.
Just come on.
Nah, Gruev is...
He looks like one of the subs that's just come on.
No, Gruev's one of those players that we signed at the start of the season. And again, the fickle nature of fans. He played a few games and everyone swore, why are we wasting our money on him? He's useless, blah, 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 he's shit. And then we hit the large run of wins and it was mainly because of him, because he just locked our midfield up. And then all of a sudden, everyone's banging on about how he's been a great sign. It's like, hang on a minute. A couple of games ago, you were slagging him off.
You know what people are like.
Yeah. But no, he's been really, really good. Him and Kamara have just absolutely been a force. And it's mad because Ampadu was probably our best midfielder. And then he's dropped into defence to fill the gap of Strout's injury. And now we've literally gone on that run of all but one win since New Year and best defence. Where is it? We've conceded 2 goals all year, I think, or something stupid. So, yeah. Well, Gruev, very good player. Bulgarian international.
I preferred last year. We were unbeaten for a lot of last year. Second half of last year.
Yeah, that was
the
second half of the season. I was going to say first half of last year wasn't very good.
First half of last year, you were the opposite of
you know that half of the year we were in the Premiership. Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Yeah. Well, is it bad? Season started in August.
I'm shocked he kept that in then. He did quite well to keep that in then in the middle way.
Yeah. I think personally, Anthony should have done better getting across to it, but.
Yeah, well, the cross itself was poor.
Revenue's still on his feet. I've got a bad feeling about that.
Well, you've only got 2.5, well, just over 2 minutes to put up with it.
Did Archie even touch the ball there?
No.
No.
I didn't think he did. I was thinking,
No, Archie got away with
one. I think it helped that he didn't stay down. Come on, you've only got 2 minutes. Just get the ball off him and score.
Fuck you!
We don't want you getting 2 more extra points.
I'm not even worried about the 2 extra points. I just want to be top of the league.
We don't want Tim to catch us.
What? I just want us to be top of the league.
You are top of the league. Yeah, we'd still be top of the league if we score one.
No,
more.
We wouldn't.
If
no,
we
wouldn't.
If you score a third, you won't.
Oh, if we score a third, yeah.
That's what he wants. He's got you down for 3-0.
I thought it was about fucking Millwall
scoring.
No. He's got you down for 3-0 on the.
Just hold out. I just don't want to concede against Millwall.
I wouldn't mind you both getting a goal in the last 60 seconds.
I think
it's one of them days that you can play another 90 minutes and Millwall still aren't going to score.
I don't know. Again, especially Yoba Fat, he's looked dangerous. Just the end product's been a bit.
There's nothing there, is there, at the end?
Nah.
So he reminds me of
Adama Traore.
Traore, yeah. I was going to say the same one.
He's got everything going for him until that last.
That's what City players are complaining about Doku for, you know.
Mm.
They're saying that he's all play but no end product.
To be fair, I was saying that about Dan James for the last 2 years, and this season
he's been good, mate.
He's been fantastic.
But then is he just a championship player? Because he's been good every time he's been in the championship.
Well, he wasn't. He was at Swansea last time he was in the championship, and we tried to sign him, and they obviously did the dirty on us. And then he went to United. I think everyone struggles at United, to be honest. And then he came to us. He was okay.
After this.
Oh, we've got one more chance to score a goal.
Ambitious.
What was that?
That's it.
No, that was him trying to catch Meslier out, that was. And you know what? From that range, if you're going to score, that is your shot. You just got to do it straight out.
Dreadful attempt, though, that was.
I didn't say it was a good attempt. I was saying that the thinking behind it was right. Keeper's not ready. No one's set. Quick. But
it looks like the ref's going to blow the final whistle after this goal kick.
I bloody hope so.
I bet you do, huh?
And we'll check the predictions out as if we don't already know what's going on.
Yeah!
Right. So we have a 2-0 Leeds win, which leaves Tin Ribs on 3 points, me on one, Jim on one, Daryl on one, Jay on three again. He's had two spot on now, Jay has. Two in 1 week. He's
that's crazy.
He's done that. As if he's done that.
Jay's been on the phone to Max. What are you?
two for me. Three for Tin. No, four for Tin. Four for Tin. Two for Jim. Boys caught two on both of us. Daryl has had four. Jay, shockingly, has got six. And Max has got two. Who'd have thought there's J-Lo with the... Yeah. J-Lo with the 6 points. Jay winning the week. Who'd have thought, so?
There we go. Yeah, that's going to...
That's pulled him up now, because Max only got two, didn't he? So he's now pulled level with Max.
Of 12 wins in 13 games.
And what else have we got? We've got me with two. Another clean sheet. So I've got 38.
Tin
got four. And once again, so he's on 30. He's now only 8 points behind.
33.
You got two. 33. Daryl got four. Daryl got four. So he goes up to 42. Jay got six, who's on 29. Max got two, so he's on 29. So it is Max and Jay bringing up the rear with 29 each, but we're going to have to go with Max because he's had more spot on. So Jay's at the bottom, Max next. Yeah, because he got three spot on straight away.
Jay's two spot on. His first, his
he's
first
had
week
a good
was,
few because he's missed a load of weeks. Max actually joined in late, didn't he? So it goes Jay at the bottom, then Max. Tin Ribs in fourth. We have Jim Jam in third. Me in second with 38. Daryl now out in the lead with 42. He's pulling away now, Daryl is. Only two ahead of me last week. He's now four ahead of me. So I need to get my act together, hopefully.
I need to get my act together. 3 points isn't a lot now, especially if it's the Brazil game, because that would be...
Tin is catching you now.
Because somebody's going to get points.
Yeah, because I think we've gone different. A win each way in the draw, haven't we, on Brazil? So.
Yeah,
I've gone 2-1 Brazil. Tin's gone 1-1, you've gone 3-1 England.
It's not too costly when it's a score, but it's when it's a wrong result.
If someone hits it spot on, then we're in trouble there.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's 10, because he'll be proper captain as I'm running. What we've got to hope, right, is we've got to hope that Mac beats Stafford 3-0, and then me and you can just both edge away from 10 minutes a bit then. That'd be nice. Mac more perfect. You've gone for a draw, we've gone for a Mac win. So that could be, if it is a draw, and if certainly if it is 2-2, you could be well off on that one. So, right. The game has finished. It is Leeds 2, Millwall 0. Well deserved win. Well deserved win. How do you feel, Tim?
I feel fucking brilliant.
I don't think that'll be the last time at Leeds are top of the league.
I think that's where they'll finish, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can see them finishing top and winning the league.
Our form is literally unbelievable.
Well, you're the best in the league at the moment by a country mile.
Well, you don't see a Leeds loss anywhere where you look at the fixtures.
The thing I do like is the troublesome games, majority are at home, where we are the best. The Coventry game concerns me a little bit. Cov gave us a really tough game. Really tough game. And that was at Elland Road.
Carrick is going to have a go at your manager for over celebrating you.
Oh, yeah. This is every game.
Well, you know what Carrick is like. Well, I mean, Klopp does it all the time, but he's...
Oh, no.
I guess the last thing was Mark Robin's celebration. Did you catch that one?
No.
Where he celebrated in front of a ball boy and upset him, and Gary O'Neill was not very happy with his over celebration in the face of a ball boy. Apparently, just before Coventry scored, the ball boy dropped the ball and smirked as he didn't give the ball to the Coventry player. Then they obviously took the throw in and scored from it.
You know what? I hope Robinson literally turned around and went, "How much of a twat do you feel now, you little dickhead?"
I think he just went in his face, celebrated, and then,
good.
And
good.
Then that. He came good. Out and apologised, which
I wouldn't.
I think, fair enough. I was like, there you go. I think just because he's a kid, he hadn't swore at him or anything. I think just going like that to him, I think that's fair game.
I think it is fair game.
If you give it,
kid needs to learn a lesson, doesn't he?
Absolutely. If you're going to give shit, be prepared to take shit.
It's a shame for all the Wolves fans that already were planning their trip to Wembley before the game.
I'm sick of them going, "Wolves, are you?" I find it really annoying. But yeah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to call it a day there. Thank you very much, everyone that has joined us this week. Something a little bit different while we've been watching the Leeds game. You'll have to leave us some notes somewhere and comments and see whether you actually like this or whether you'd rather it be a different way or back to what we normally do. Or if you've got any suggestions, let us know. SundayLeaguePunditShow@outlook.com. That's not it, actually, is it? That's wrong. So ignore that. It's actually SundayLeaguePundits@outlook.com.
We might have to have a watch along, actually.
Final game of the season.
Final game of the season, but also we might have to have one when Arsenal play Man City.
Ah, yeah.
Because that's quite a late game at our usual podcast time, so...
Yeah, we may as well, if any of us reach a final. I'm thinking possible Champions League final or playoff final. Maybe do another watch along for that.
Absolutely.
Because you've got a very good chance of being in the playoff final, unless you go straight up. You look like you're going straight up now anyway.
They are going straight up. I'm not confident of playoff final.
I fully believe you'll at least be in the final. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. And myself, Jim Jam and Tin Ribs, we'll see you next week.